This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
Friday.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody. It's going to be a little bit weird. Well, it could be real weird today because I'm still basically sick. Self-fulfilling prophecy. I talked about this before the break. I talk about it every year before the break because it happens every year during the break. And I once again had the Tale of Two Cities. My break for Christmas was great. We had a great time, and then it all went away. And I got sick probably about last Sunday, and I've been sick the whole time, and I took tests for COVID and influenza A and influenza B, and I was negative, and Doc thinks it's probably a bronchial, this is a particularly nasty bronchial infection, but it's just really, like, knocked me on my ass. And I'd pretty much been like bed to couch, which, as I said to the guys, it's the best week of the year to be sick and the worst week of the year to be sick. Worst because I'm off and I could be having fun.
Right.
Best because this week is just weird. It's just by definition weird. And like 80% of the country's living in pajamas and stretchy pants and still eating Christmas cookies and stuff like that. And so it just made it even weirder. And I shouldn't have, we should not be here today because I had the choice to come back today or to come back Monday. And 3 weeks ago, Dave thought it would be a really honorable thing to come in, you know, earlier.
That Dave wasn't smart.
That Dave was... I hate that Dave. That guy's a douche. He's got me here. And
Dave.
You can probably tell from my voice, it's weird. And I took the guys to lunch today, and then I left in the middle of it.
He left like 10% into it. Me and Wheels got some quality time today.
As soon as the order went in, Dave was like, I can't do this. The smells are getting to me.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a table of like 18 next to us.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all getting their food.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just, I didn't throw up or anything this whole sick, but I've been kind of like on the edge, kind of, you know, nauseated. And just watching them all get their pancakes and their stuff, I was like, I can't do it.
Well, you should have seen our stuff, man. You'd have been, oh, no.
So I literally just like flipped right some cash and walked out.
Yeah.
Like, I'll see you guys later.
Can't do it. Food's not doing the thing.
Oh, man.
Also, there aren't many worse things about being sick than not liking eating or not wanting to.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
It's okay for me because I needed to drop a little weight. So it worked out okay. I can take the low level nausea to not eat. But yeah, it's just been weird. Just been weird. So it's good to be back. It's always good to get back. It's kind of sad because Andrew's not here today, which it's kind of pissed me off. Not at Andrew, but our stupid company, for some reason, made January 2nd a holiday just this year. Which sets badly with those of us who are in the union because both of our holidays were this week, right? We spend 51 weeks of the year without a vacation day. Then we get Christmas and New Year's and that's it. And so yesterday, Andrew and I are talking about the show. Good to be back. Going to be good to see you, buddy. And he's like, you don't know that I'm off, do you? I'm like, no. Why the hell would you be off on, who's off on January 2nd? Other than Kings. And he's like, well, they gave us a day off. So, which I'm sad about because, you know, the band's back together. Now we're down a guy and we don't get to hear about all of his antics and things like that. So we'll have to check in with that on Monday. We're going to get the stream up eventually, right?
It's up. It's going.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me.
I can't see it.
Keep talking. I'll fix it for you. Hold on. Usually Andrew does this.
Oh, don't worry about it. You fix it on the break.
Okay.
It's fine.
But it's up.
We
are live.
I can go 6 minutes without seeing myself.
Hello to Vic and Jason and Jim, who have commented on the stream. Hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season.
Yeah, hope so. I need to start the show with compliments.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
I am so impressed with the two of you. And I told you both individually, but I'm going to say it publicly. Rach did the show by herself for 4 hours, which it's not, I'm not patting her on the head. It's something I've never done, right? I've never done this show by myself for 4 hours. So you not only did it, but you just knocked it out of the park. I thought it was great. You were totally professional.
Thanks, Dave.
Kudos to you.
Thank you. I had a lot of help, a lot of guests, and Hancock and Kelly came and started the show with me. So, yeah, I wasn't by myself.
Really good.
I was selling wheels, though, at the lunch that you abandoned us at. I was like, this is the first time I've ever hosted, like, without Andrew. Because Andrew is just such a support to me.
Yeah.
It's like, he's one of my best friends. I know I can just go to him if I'm feeling like I need a topic.
Yep.
So not having him there was a big deal. But I was very happy with the way everything played out, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
And then Wheels, you are closet one of the best talk show hosts I've ever heard.
Oh.
That's true.
It's
good
true.
Times.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're great here on the show, but you're playing a role. And when you did the show this week by yourself, I thoroughly enjoyed, and it was old school. It was old school talk, because talk used to be just a guy by himself talking. You know, that's what Kane Walks was kind of built on.
Sure.
Ensemble shows didn't happen until, you know, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
And this show's like the ultimate ensemble show. But I listened for pretty much the whole 4 hours.
Damn, sorry about that.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good. I don't know.
I used some of our favorite guys. Some of the audio. I used our favorite guy, Chase Hughes.
No, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. I have a Chase Hughes topic today.
Oh.
I just don't remember what it was. I have 5 pages. So
I was going to say, you got to be overloaded after sitting on
okay,
that.
Okay, here's what my first page looks like. I can't tell if the camera can see that or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks, you know, like a human wrote it. And then as you go over, now I'm getting sick. Okay.
It's crooked.
There's a bunch of frowny faces.
You're writing all diagonally.
Yes. Now it starts getting a little bit serial killer-ish and lots of threats against, you know, past girlfriends and things like that.
Do we get to the page where you cut out the letters from magazines and pasted them on there?
And I told Rach, I'm like, I was so supremely confident coming into today because I had 5 pages. And as I read through them, it's like, it's a lot of ravings of a madman. So
that could make it fun, though.
Oh, it'd be fun. It'd be a great last show. But I had a really good pre-sick. So on the 23rd, I took the whole family to El Monstero. Nick and I go a lot. Morgan hadn't been for years. Phoebe had never been. And she only vaguely knew Pink Floyd.
Right, right.
And so I was trying really hard. I was sitting next to her. Nick's like, you gotta sit next to her. And I was trying really hard to not, like, you know, this is called money.
Yeah.
And, you know, but she loved it. She absolutely loved it. It's such a great sign when someone her age pulls out her phone and starts making Instagrams or whatever the hell she was doing.
Insta-ticks. Something.
But, like, anytime that the girls came out, they have these beautiful girls who do pole dancing and aerial,
like, acrobatic ring thingies. Yeah, yeah.
Every time they came out, man, it's just like, boom.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
I don't enjoy Pink Floyd. I loved that show.
Oh. And
it was great.
to Jimmy and Brian and Mark
and Johnny
and all my boys at El Monstero. Oh my God. I'm just full of compliments, aren't I?
Yeah.
But like, it's, I just kept wanting to lean over to Phoebe and go like, look, I have his number.
Those are my friends.
I can text him right now.
He won't get it
He won't get it.
He probably let me up on stage if I like asked him.
But they're so good.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
And we lucked out because they played The Wall.
Oh.
And then they announced, hey, we've never done the Wish You Were Here front to back. We're going to do it. And then their encore was Dark Side.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw them last year and I was blown away. I mean, I couldn't, I knew they were going to be good because I've seen Jimmy play here in studio. You've talked them up.
Yeah.
I still was blown away.
Yeah.
Unbelievably skilled at how great, how well they executed.
Amazing musicians.
It's one thing to like play songs. If you close your eyes, you don't know it's not the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's that clean.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a funny moment because when they ended the show, but before the encore, I just don't have my concert legs. And it was such a big finish.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that's it. And so I stood up and started walking out, and the family followed me like ducklings. And we got all the way downstairs, and Maureen goes, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm going to call an Uber. And she's like, what about the encore? I'm like, what are you talking about, encore? What is this encore you're talking about? She said, they said they're going to play Dark Side. And I said, no, Mark said, we'll see you on the Dark Side. And then I'm like, oh, you're a dumbass. So we went back upstairs and pretended we weren't about to leave.
That's good.
And then Tom, producer Tom, who's godfather to both my kids, is one of the jackbooted cops.
Yeah.
Who's in the show. And he's been doing it, I think, I don't know, 20 years. And so he was coming up the stairs and we were standing there and people were like taking pictures with Tom and stuff. And Nick and Phoebe are like, hey. And he's like, hey, how are you guys? And he doesn't recognize them.
He's greeting the fans.
He's greeting the fans.
That's so funny.
And then he sees me and he just breaks down crying.
Aww.
It was really sweet.
He realized.
He was like, oh my God, it's my boy.
My boy Blue.
Then he wouldn't stop kissing me. Right on the lips.
Maybe that's where he got sick.
Over and over. Yeah, probably did. Thanks, Tom.
Well, that sounds awesome. I'm glad Phoebe liked it. I mean, it really is an incredible show.
Yeah.
Whether or not you like Pink Floyd, I happen to like them a lot. My dad loves Pink Floyd, so very familiar, but man, that's a good show.
She was cute. She's like, I have two articles of Pink Floyd clothing that I can now wear, not ironically.
Yeah, now you can be like, you get it a little bit.
Yeah. Christmas Eve was great. Christmas was great. We all agreed, like, it was one of the best Christmases we've had in a really long time. Great presents and just a great vibe. That was the day it was like 75 or something like that.
I was jealous.
Yeah. So where
cold.
Were you the whole time?
In Michigan.
Okay.
It was cold.
Wasn't 75 in Michigan?
It was not 75 there, no.
Yeah, Dave will be on a little later with us, but I think one day it was 79, the next day it was 18.
Yeah, I think I sent you guys a screenshot.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the hell is with this nonsense?
Yeah, and I told these guys, but I'll tell you guys. So we're at Christmas, right in the middle of Christmas. It's either Christmas Eve or Christmas, I forget. And I look, and I've missed a call from Dave Murray.
Oh.
And
it was your Christmas call, right?
Clearly. And so in front of everyone, very performatively, I could have stepped outside. But instead, I'm like, I just have to make a phone call.
Can everyone be quiet, please? I need to call Dave Murray.
It was Dave Murray. And I get his machine, and I'm like, hey, Dave, it's Glove. Merry Christmas, buddy. Thanks for the phone call. That means so much. I love you guys. I hope everything's going well with Janice. Call me back, my brother. That was Dave Murray. I just had to call him back so we can have Christmas now. And I never heard back. Never heard a thing. And I get in today because I didn't check my work email at all while I was gone. And he had responded to my email and it just said, sorry, butt dial.
That's pretty great.
Isn't that classic?
And it's funny because he could have claimed credit.
Oh, yeah.
It could have been a butt dial, but he could have gotten points for it.
Yeah,
sure.
But it's so much more
All
fun
you got to do
Dave
is go,
Murray.
Hey, love you too, buddy.
I was so over the top.
It's so much more fun for Dave Murray to just throw cold water on the situation.
Yes. Yeah, he'll love to hear that story at 3:30. That's all I got in me.
All right. Oh, wow, it was a good show. Welcome back.
It's been
Thanks.
A great 2026.
See you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jacob says, how many gummies did Dave take at El Monstero? None.
Whoa. You don't need them there.
You don't need them. I was with my family, and my worry isn't that I'm going to get kooky and, like, jump over the railing or eat some guy's face or something. It's that when I do take gummies, I'm stupid. And I'm and more than stupid, I'm boring. Mm. And I tell the worst stories. I've made my living for 25 years telling stories and being pithy and funny and all this kind of stuff. It all goes away. It all goes away. I feel like a genius, but what comes out of me is banal. And so I didn't want to risk being sitting next to Phoebe and being like,
oh, man,
you know, there used to be a guy named Sid Barrett in the band. And she's like, what are you talking about? Just stop talking in my ear.
Yeah, so, you'll get. Young people that age, you'll get faced. They're not going to take that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God, no.
They're going to force feed you criticism and ridicule.
Yes. 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 Yeah, I stepped into a Phoebe trap over there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, everything's going so well. And then, like, I just pushed too far. I'm like, hey, flippity-doo. And she's like, oh, that's really cool. Then I'm like, and flippity dome. She's like, what are you talking about right now? I'm like, oh, I went too far.
Just got to leave well enough alone.
I really say, do. I'm not good at that.
After the college years, that does start to level off.
Yeah.
The college years, though, man, you're just, it's like, I know I was the same way. You're just waiting to deliver the blow.
Yeah.
Like you're just sitting there waiting for your opportunity to get a dig. Because when you're younger, you don't really get to.
Yeah.
Because there are consequences.
Well, you know, it's... We all had our childhoods. We all had our parents. A lot of us have been parents. Now we've had our kids' childhood and waiting for grandkids and seeing how they do with those. And hopefully they do better than we did and X, Y, Z. And a lot of times you'll hear people say, like, I don't know. I didn't have examples of good fathering or good this or good that. And if you think about it, Wheels, well, you're different because you're pals with your dad. But I didn't have any examples of conversation between a teenage Dave and my parents.
I see, yeah.
Different. It never entered our minds.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it was sort of like people that have no inner dialogue, and they just do things. We just did things. Mm-hmm. It was just 8 p.m., it's time for popcorn or ice cream. Mm-hmm. Right? There's never any, like, hey, you know, it'd be great, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. Yep. So, I'm having these conversations with young people for the first time.
Yeah. And you're like, is this how this goes?
Not doing great.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine.
Christian says, totally just watched Begonia. That was an absolutely insane watch. I loved it. Very divisive. Some people didn't like it.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's good.
I'm going to see it.
I think you'll like it.
Is it streaming for free, or you got to pay still?
I think you still have to pay.
Okay, I'm going to wait till it's like, you know, on one of the services I already pay for.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen One Battle After Another?
No,
I want to see that
something
too.
Something keeps me from watching it. It just feels like a giant commitment.
It is a long movie. I actually saw it in theaters. I really enjoyed it. And then started. It's on.
Whoop-de-doo.
Oh yeah, Andrew did the same thing. I was like, yeah, I saw it, Ronnie's. He was like, ooh la la, Ronnie's. I'm like, okay. but no, it's on HBO streaming. If you have HBO,
Yeah, I can't bring myself to watch it for some reason.
Leonardo DiCaprio is very good.
Does he look angry a
lot? As usual. I wouldn't say angry.
He's good at looking angry.
He's a yeller. He does a great job yelling.
Is that one still pay for, or is it still at the theaters?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's another one I want to see. Well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of like paying to rent when I'm at home, because if I wait a month, then it's going to be on one of those services that
it's
already subscribed to. Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go. Got that one.
I watched an interesting movie. I don't remember if I watched it before I left or not, but The Great Flood on Netflix.
Ooh, what's that about?
I saw the trailer for that.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Okay. This is a total spoiler. But it's a Korean movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the spoiler. and it starts out as a very visually striking disaster movie where it's been raining forever and Korea is flooding. Then there's an asteroid or something and blah. And this goes on for like half an hour. And I almost dipped out because I'm like, you know. And then it completely changes.
Oh.
And it's a completely different movie about a completely different thing. Very sci-fi, very AI, very simulation theory. And it's really good.
All right.
Yeah, really good.
I have to check that one out.
I think you'll like it.
I saw the trailer and realized last night I didn't have time to watch it, but it was I put it on my list.
I forgot we had breaks.
What?
Yeah, we got to go to break.
We got to stop talking?
Could I be wrong?
Rach, my head looks enormous because I don't have my normal headphones.
Hello? Yeah, those are kind of small ear covers, aren't they?
Yeah, Andrew brought them out to our final show at Hardee's, which, by the way, amazing show.
So good.
Thanks to everyone who came out, everyone who donated money. Super, super great. We'll get everyone on next week, and we'll do a final, and I think we're going to be just shy of 700 grand, but that's okay. That's okay. I think we raised almost 60,000 this year, which is great. And we're set up to blow through 700 next year. Yeah, I shouldn't get that bent around the numbers, but I do.
I can tell you what the number really is. A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. It is. Where is it going with that, though? Oh,
your
the
head
headphones. Yeah. And then Andrew took them home and he left them. Stupid Andrew. Mm. Not even here today.
He was here earlier.
Didn't even come in. Yeah, he came in just to dunk on us and say he was leaving. Didn't bring my headphones. He brought Megan with him.
He did.
Nice. Yeah.
That was fun.
It was nice.
Sometimes I get to believing that Megan is just like a
myth. Like a beautiful mind situation.
Yeah, right.
You hear some of those stories, like the hammock stories as an example, and you're like, is that a real person?
Yeah.
And then it's just Andrew telling a story, though. That's the point.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not as goofy as it sounds, like in real life.
Jacob is very observant. He just asked if the timing of the commercials or the show change. Not necessarily. I'm assuming a little light on spots just because it's the beginning of the year. So we're back a little earlier, but that's impressive that you noticed that,
Jacob. It's still the holiday scheduling.
They did me a solid today, and they scheduled no live endorsements.
Look at that.
I have not had a day with no live endorsements for 25 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do one for fun?
I gotta sell something.
Make one. Yeah, make one.
I gotta sell something. Let me sell you Kyle Sexta over here. He's the best Sexta you're gonna find. That didn't sound
great. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I'm selling it.
Yeah. It does kind of sound better that way, though.
It does.
Sorry, Kyle.
You're gonna go nowhere in this business without a name like that. Look at me.
Sexta, I didn't even know. No, sorry.
Question for you. Everyone has their number, but within reason. You know how we do these things like, would you this for $10 billion? Would you that for $10 billion? Andrew got really mad at Wheels because he wouldn't give him his dog.
I wouldn't.
Right. What is your number to give up your sense of humor?
I'd say there'd have to be no number.
You just be normal. I think everyone here has a good sense of humor. You wouldn't be making your living doing this if you didn't. So don't feel bad about that. What would you take to give it up? And people
like,
online too.
Like, so I don't find things funny anymore?
No, you're just normal. You're just not a funny person.
Oh, well, dude, what are you willing to give me? I don't care. I don't
personally
need to be funny.
Really?
I mean, I don't really, I'm not that funny. I'm definitely, I can make jokes and make people laugh, but I don't carry that as like a core part of my personality. It's like, I'm the funny one. Like, no, I don't. So if I still get to find what you guys are saying funny, then like, sure.
Sexta, how about you? That's going to stick, you know. That's yeah. That's not going anywhere.
No.
I think I'm with Rachel. I don't think I carry myself as like, oh, I'm the clown of the class.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The class clown, or I'm the funny guy around the workplace. I think as long as I find funny movies funny and I find jokes funny, give me some money. I'll take it.
Wheels?
I don't know, man.
Am I an island on this?
No, I think I'm with you. I'm with you because, I mean, I'm sure there's probably an amount, but it wouldn't be what you would call reasonable. And you said a reasonable number.
Right.
It would have to be an unreasonable number because it's just part of who I am. Like, smart ass, you know, find the dig here, find the dig there. Laugh at yourself, too. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It'd have to be a big number. It would have to be in the unreasonable category.
See, I'm trying to think of a way to say this. It doesn't make me sound like a total D. It's not that I'm so funny.
You are very funny.
It's just that it's like everything to me. It's like it's everything I've ever been in any room. I've never been like, oh, he's the most handsome. Oh, he's the this, he's the that.
Right, right.
But I have been that a few times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's like the language that twins speak to each other, that's how my family is.
Yes.
Like, don't come knocking on the Glover's door unless you can hang.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fast
room. It's my whole world.
Yes. And so I would feel like I would lose so much of my connection without that.
I'm with you. I'm not jokey Jokerton. Right, I don't have
why
a whole.
Make me laugh. So much?
I don't have a million like zingers or anything like that. It's just more about the constant flow. Usually, it's ripping on each other or finding a funny thing or making fun of a thing in the news or like it's definitely more that tone than it is like weaving together a joke like you know of the pro stand-ups do like our buddy Greg Warren does or you know like the Sklar brothers who just put everything together in such great detail. It's not like that.
Yeah.
It's just more like you're with the guys and this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would miss that. Unless I had no memory of it ever being there, in which case maybe I take a good large check.
I wrote down one of the days I was sick. You are not a bad bitch.
Now, what makes you say that about yourself, Dave? I don't think that's
wait a minute. Are we using that term as a positive or a negative?
Positive.
Okay.
I'm tired of people on TikTok telling me they're such a bad bitch.
I got you. I got
when
you.
When I know you're not.
I got you. So that's what it is.
The chances that you are vanishingly small.
Right, right, right.
And they are really lowered by the fact that you are telling me that you are.
Yeah.
And I just want to like be able to go to each one of those people and like knock on their door and go like, you're probably not.
No. If you are, you typically don't need to advertise it and tell anyone. People know. It's kind of like the tough guys that always want to give you the speech about what it's like to be a man.
Yeah.
All right, dude. You're just convincing yourself. We get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really in your heart whether or not you're a bad bitch, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, it's also in your actions. Like, people are going to know if that's what you are. Like, you don't have to tell anybody.
Yeah. I also wrote down, to me, it's one of the best feelings in life when you go to someone's house and their pet comes right up to you and they go, wow, that Shorty doesn't like anybody.
Shorty.
I think I'd rather have that than my law school degree.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It is like I just glow when people, and then being me, I can't leave it alone. I'm like, So he didn't like people? Like, normally he doesn't like people? Like, so you can tell me more, like, no, he really doesn't.
He doesn't. Just
I'm definitely
you,
like that.
You're
with,
some kind of rare person.
If I can get a baby to smile at me, I'm like, day made. I don't need to accomplish anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's anything to that.
Yeah.
Like, dogs and babies sensing good and bad.
I think it definitely
I'm not good and bad. I think it's your demeanor.
Yeah, you're giving off good vibes in the moment, at least, in order for them to feel comfortable and want to be around you.
Because I do that. I get that same exact thing with animals, mostly dogs, but cats sometimes. But mostly dogs because I'm allergic to cats. But it's because you know how to approach them and you know how to present yourself in a way where they're comfortable with the energy you're giving off. Because they read body language. They read your face. They can read your scent. So if they know you're a little bit afraid, they can tell that, which doesn't necessarily make them aggressive, but certainly makes them react in some way.
Dogs have always gravitated towards me because since I was small, the first thing I do is I smell their butt.
And, right.
They like that.
Yeah.
It you makes get up them in feel there and
yeah.
Well, that's how they greet each other. So they look at you as one of them.
Okay. Yeah. I already know how Wheels is going to answer this question. But Dave, when you were little, were you afraid of dogs?
No.
Dude, I was so scared of them when I was because really? we didn't
have them.
Yeah, we didn't have a dog until I was 11, and we got him as like a tiny puppy, so he was able to grow up. And by the time he was the big lab that he was, like everything was fine. But when I would be around, especially big dogs as a kid, I was just so scared.
Now I was very respectful of dogs because I grew up in no rules town. Like, dogs were just everywhere. No one had an indoor dog.
Yeah.
Eddie O'Neill had Jojo, a poodle with painted nails that we gave Eddie so much trouble for. Like, he painted the nails or something. You look back and you're like, it wasn't even funny. Like, it wasn't even a joke. Like, But I was very respectful. Like, if a dog came running up in your yard in South Roxana, you didn't just go, hey, buddy. You know, you're like, okay. Am I going to need to run? Am I going to need to fight? So.
Rabies shot, you know? I was terrified of that as a kid, too.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to get rabies.
Me too. 17 shots in the stomach. That's what for some reason, that is just burned in my brain. I don't know if that's anywhere near true. I remember one time, boy, I'm telling a lot of bad stories about myself.
Sorry, I'm prompting them. I'm like, so were you scared of dogs? Because I was.
Have you ever heard a child? one time, this kid in my neighborhood, he was pretty small, probably 4 years old, and he was bitten really bad by a dog. And there was this citywide search for the dog because what if he has rabies? And so we're all out there on our bikes. Now, of course, if there were a potentially rabid dog in the neighborhood, I wouldn't let my kids go out, but Jack and Francis are like, go find that dog. So we're out there just riding our, you know, Huffies
go
and
outside,
stuff.
Yeah.
Boys, it's up to you.
Looking for the dog. And I found the dog. I was the one who found the dog. And, you know, went, told the grown-ups, they found the dog, they caught it. And everyone, I could make this movie if I could make movies. Everyone is in this kid's front yard, this little, you know, Scrabble house. And he's sitting on the porch and his legs all bandaged up. And they're like, hey, here's the kid who found the dog. And so they call me up there. And it's like the end of Star Wars where they get their medals and stuff. And I still remember, I'm probably 10. I still remember this feeling, such a feeling of disappointment, because I really thought I was about to get my accolades. And I walk up there and they go, you want to see the bite? I'm like, no, I don't want to see the bite. I want credit. Are you kidding me?
Did you take a peek at the bite, though?
No, I was beside myself. I'm like, don't give me
and
a dollar.
As your reward,
you
think
I did this to be a good person?
He was like, I want my $2.
I did this for recognition. Give me my $2.
Better Off Dead. Great movie.
Man, that was the time, though, when just a bicycle was your ticket to life.
Oh, every day.
Every day.
Maybe not in the snowy winter times, but other than that, every day.
And I always think like I was putting one over on my parents. They didn't care. Like, and it wasn't like they didn't care. They just didn't clock dangers the way that we do. And I'm sure the truth's somewhere in the middle.
I think we overdo it.
Yeah, the world's probably not as dangerous as we, at least I, treated it with my kids. And the world's probably a little more dangerous than the way my mom and dad treated it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were just out there.
Yeah, I don't... Because my parents were pretty, I don't want to say strict, but they were paying attention. And we had a lot of freedom. I mean, my brother didn't take advantage of it. I did. I was always out doing things. And they had no idea where I was, how long. I mean, they just knew that I'd show up for dinner.
Yeah.
That's basically it. And I had to tell them, hey, I'm going to Johnny's house. But we weren't there. We were off in the park. We were riding bikes 3 miles away. We were just or playing at someone else's house. I mean, you never stayed anywhere. You just did things.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben says a lot more quicksand back in the day.
Man.
Every snake was a cobra.
I thought quicksand was going to be more of a thing.
Every spider was a black widow.
God, this time of year was the best during the holidays because we used to get a lot of snow. And there was a state park behind near where my friend lived. And you could just build bobsled runs down the hills in between. Cool. Oh, my God, was that great.
I was just thinking about one time, I think I've told you guys this before, there was a, there weren't many trailers, ironically, in South Roxana, but there were a couple on this lot. And the story was that this big, large lady who had cats died, and the cats ate her.
Oh.
And so we used to, like, it would be a dare to pull up and look in the window of that trailer as if she was still going to be in there. And so, but, you know, you're just too scared to. And then way later in life when I was growing up, like maybe within the past 5 years, I told my mom that story. And she was like, oh, David, you and your imagination. I'm like, so, like, that never happened? She goes, oh, no, they ate her. They didn't eat all of her. And I'm like, well, that's pretty bad. They ate some of her.
They were hungry. Give them a break.
Yeah. I knew you'd take up
no
for the
No one was going to open for the cans too. Of cat food.
Yeah, what else are they going to do?
I leave you flat. Welcome back, DGS 148. So, Rach, what's your medical story?
Oh, you can do that. The one we were talking about on the break?
That's right.
All right, let me see if it loaded when I clicked on it. Okay, scientists say the size of your butt could be a hidden sign of autism.
Which way?
I think if your backside looks bigger or more prominent, it's more like your posture, the way you're holding your body that makes your butt look bigger.
All right.
That is an indication that you might have autism or ADHD. Just like a way you hold your spine, kind of.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely have a big ass, or at least I used to. It's going away. Show me.
It's going away.
Show me an old man with a big plump ass. It just doesn't exist, right? I'm not flat yet. I still got something back there, but that's because I started with a badonk. I mean, I was out there, baby. And I definitely have ADHD on the spectrum. Don't know. Still up in the air for some. But yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's all about your anterior pelvic tilt.
We also got a tiny little behind back there.
What's that?
You have a tiny little behind?
I mean, it's like you. It's smaller. But no, it used to be good.
Picture back yours like a couple of coconuts.
When I was catching, it was, you know.
You're doing squats all day.
Yeah, you're squatting a few hundred times a day. You could set a drink on there for a bit. Not anymore, though.
I got so bored and delusional from being sick over the break that I screenshotted my Google search and sent it to the guys. I was for real in the market for a pet octopus. Mm. I just saw a TikTok with a guy who had an octopus. I'm like, I haven't done that yet.
I think I've seen that guy. That octopus is so smart.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that he puts the food in a jar and the octopus has to open it to get the food?
Yes.
Yeah.
So cool.
They're so smart.
Like he just puts his hand on the octopus's enclosure, and the octopus crawls out and jumps into another enclosure, and it's just nuts.
They're super smart.
But then they only live like 18 months.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I'm also looking up just
for real
the general maintenance. First of all, there's a bunch of different species. You're gonna have to figure out which one you want. The tank, the minimum size is going to be 50 gallons.
Sounds like a lot.
Larger is much better. Going to have to do the filtration, the pumps, other equipment. Clean that all the time. Only one octopus per tank.
Yeah.
And there are very few other creatures that can live with the octopus.
Because lead them?
I'm not sure.
They seem to eat little crabs. That's what the guy was feeding his octopus.
Yeah, I that feels like a lot of, because I think I could see getting attached to them because they're so smart.
Yeah.
I mean, that would suck if they're going to die like every year.
Totally agree.
I mean, it's not hard to get attached to any pets, but especially one that's smart like that.
Mm-hmm.
Smiley says, all of my dots are finally connecting, I guess because of the
You help
ADHD
some people out
story.
There.
Yeah, do some research, people.
You got a nugget. Yeah, one time I was I think I was at the Florida Relays, and I was wearing bicycle pants. Back then, that's what you used to sprint in, because I was a sprinter in college. And I was just wearing bicycle pants and a hoodie, and I had the hoodie all pulled up. Mm-hmm. And I was walking up the stairs of the stands like you do at track meets. And there were a bunch of guys, and they saw me from behind, and they started whistling.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's right.
And did you give them a little show?
I didn't mind.
Did you?
I did one of those coquettish turns, boys. They're like,
You should turn around like in your deepest voice. Like, hello there.
Just a random white dude. What the hell is this? Yeah, I told you I always wanted to be in the Granny's Fanny contest.
Oh, that's right. You
never
did
had the guts.
That.
Never had the guts.
Yeah.
Went to Granny's many times wearing bikini underwear, but never pulled the trigger.
I'm sorry, what is a Granny's Fanny contest?
Granny's Rocker was a really cool venue in Grand City, I think, over on the east side. And every Wednesday was Granny's Fanny contest, and they would have guys and girls, and they would compete, and then you'd win for best fanny. Okay. And I felt like I could compete. I felt like I had the goods. I just didn't have the guts. Mm.
That's a lot of it.
Well, that and butts.
Maybe I can still make that happen.
Why not?
Why not? I'm playing 16 over baseball.
Yeah, you could get in the 60 and over fanny contest.
It could be a geriatric ass contest.
That looks like the butt of a much younger man.
Yeah, look at day over 58. Look, it's got actual shape to it.
Oh, man.
Dave's like, now, it used to be a lot bigger.
Let me tell you a story.
This one time at a track meet?
Oh, I would. Wheels, you'll get this one. I just, for the first time in my life, bought a Rawlings Heart of the Hide baseball glove.
Nice.
They're really expensive.
Yeah.
This one was like $330.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I wanted it.
And they last a long time.
They last forever. And then yesterday I was watching TikTok, and it was Little League, and there was a kid, he just got my glove. This kid's 12. What do you think of that?
It's normal.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think it's good? You think it's bad? You think it's indifferent?
I mean, if it's not like, if the family's not going out of their way and, you know, taking food off the table, it's fine. It's fine. As long as you're getting something that you can use for multiple years, don't be doing that every year. That's the hard thing about having kids. When you're coaching them, it's like, they're going to grow, so you better make sure that glove can grow with them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.